The Heavy Duty Parts Report is brought to you by Find It Parts, your ultimate destination for heavy duty truck and trailer parts. Discover a vast range of parts at finditparts.com. Ready to purchase the parts discussed in today's episode? Head over to finditparts.com and get them right away. You're listening to the Heavy Duty Parts Report. I'm your host, Jamie Irvin, and this is the podcast where you will get expert advice about the heavy-duty parts you need to keep your trucks and trailers rolling, lower your cost per mile, and keep you informed about what's happening in the industry. In this episode, we're going to discuss 5 tips to identifying problems with your air conditioning system, because I want to keep you cool this summer. Let's go through the tips. Tip number 1, make sure you are using quality parts. With the operating conditions heavy vehicles work under, the demands on their air conditioning systems can be extreme. If you are unsure of the quality of the parts used in your air conditioning system, you might be headed for a meltdown this summer. It is important to find a supplier who sells condensers, compressors, evaporators, and dryers that have ensured that the fit and function of these products are designed to meet or exceed the original design. Make sure that the condensers provide good tube-to-fin contact and that all the climate control products are designed to last longer, which will lower your cost per mile and keep you from being overheated. Tip number 2. Quickly check to see if your compressor is working. Now, if you think that maybe your air conditioning system's not working properly, you can quickly check to see if the air conditioning compressor is turning on or not. Now, how you do this is you simply turn on the windshield defrost, open the hood of your truck, and you can look at the compressor, and it should be turned on. If it doesn't, you may have a defective air conditioning compressor, and that means you should get that changed now before the heat waves of summer arrive. Tip number 3. Do a visual inspection. Since you have the hood open already, you can check your air conditioning compressor, but now is a good time to also check your evaporator and other components for damage. You want to see nice straight fins on the evaporator, and you don't want to see any leaks anywhere in the system. If you see a leak, that should alert you that it's time to get it checked out, because you don't want the system to fail in the middle of summer. Tip number 4, testing for leaks. Now, when your mechanic is testing the system for leaks, the recommended way to find leaks is to inject a dye into the system and then inspect it with a UV light. Now, this is very effective, but you might not be in a shop with that equipment. So an alternative is to charge the system with nitrogen and check for leaks by pouring soapy water over each component. If there is a leak, you'll see bubbles. Now, if you can't charge the system with nitrogen, you can still use a visual inspection. There's 3 or 4 different ways, but by far the best is pressurizing the system and testing it with a UV light. Tip number 5. Now, another telltale sign that something's not working is you might notice that your fan is turning on for no reason and running excessively. Now, this can be an early warning sign that there's something wrong with your air conditioning system. Oftentimes, the problem can be traced back to faulty pressure switches. Now, you won't be able to guarantee that you won't have an air conditioning failure this summer, but if you look at these kind of 5 tips and you think about preventative steps to try and minimize the risk of a premature failure, you're going to be much better off. By following these tips, you can drive with more confidence that despite how hot it gets outside, you're going to get to drive in comfort inside with a fully functioning air conditioning system. Now, you've been listening to the Heavy Duty Parts Report. I'm your host, Jamie Irvin, and I sell solutions that lower cost per mile and increase profits for fleets and repair shops that repair commercial vehicles. If you'd like to schedule a 15-minute call with me to talk about your specific situation, go to heavydutypartsreport.com, and in the show notes of this episode is a link to schedule a 15-minute call with me. Next episode, we're going to conclusively answer the question that many people have been asking. Should I delete my diesel particulate filters or not? Thanks for listening, and don't forget to subscribe to the podcast by going to heavydutypartsreport.com. Talk to you soon. HDA Truck Pride is the heart of the independent parts and service channel. They have 750 parts stores and 450 service centers conveniently located across the U.S. and Canada. Visit heavydutypartsreport.com/HDA Truck Pride today to find a location near you. Again, that's heavydutypartsreport.com/HDA Truck Pride, and let the heart of the Independent Service Channel take care of your commercial equipment.